Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we explore the Tamil Sangam literary work Natrine, poem 18, written by Poigaiyar, who has penned three poems in all of Sangam literature. The other two are in the domain of Puram, or the outer sphere of life, which speaks about the life and values of a particular person. A Chera king in this case. We see traces of his Puram focus even in this Agam or the inner sphere universal poem set in the Palay or the dryland landscape in the consoling words of the lady's confidant to the lady. Paruvaral nenjamodu palpadar ahala varuvar vali toli. மூவன் முழுவழி முள் எயிர் அழுத்திய கதவின் காணல் அம் தொண்டி பொருணன் வெண்வேல் தெரல் அருந்தனை பொறையன் பாசரை நெஞ்சம் நடுக்குருவும் துஞ்சா மரவர் திரைதவு கடலின் இனிது கண் படுப்ப கடா ஆம் கழியிய கதன் அடங்கு யானை தடா ஆ நிலை ஓ கோட்டன்ன ஒன்று இலங்கு அருவிய குன்று இறந்தோரே. At first glance, this seemed to me a song of kindness, whispering positive words in Palpadar Ahala Varuvar, meaning he will return, destroying your sorrows. Beyond that, the poem posed a lot of difficulty in a quick understanding of its meaning. One instance is how the word Eiru, meaning teeth, was given in connection with Kadavu, meaning door. No matter how much I stretched my imagination, I couldn't connect the two, and so I decided that Kadavu should have been used in some ancient meaning that has now been lost. The doors of my mind were soon to open to the surprising connection. The ancient city of Tondi was making an appearance again, along with its ruler, Porayan, a name given to Chera kings. I was intrigued to walk on and explore what seemed like promising roads of thought. With the expert maps of explanatory texts, I found that the situation was such that the lady is afflicted with a deep sorrow over the parting of her man. Her confidant, that sweet and wise thing, consoles her saying, "Dear friend, may you live long." Making the many sorrows in your suffering heart vanish, he will arrive soon. Although he has traversed far to the hills where flows a waterfall resembling the tusk of a battle elephant, whose must, that madness which afflicts the animal, expressed in the Tamil phrase Madam Piditha Yane, has receded, and finally the sleepless soldiers in the battle camp of Porayan can rest in stillness like a waveless ocean. It's that great king Porayan, the master of spheres, the ruler of Tondi, who declared his supremacy by carving the teeth of his enemy moving on the gates of his city. Your sadness will recede and your man shall return. Let's roll up the maps and, just guided by the mind's eye, try to see more than what we can. In this poem, the last word calls out to me. It's Irandore. Here, the phrase is used to refer to the man who has parted away to a distant land. I find this curious because the current meaning of Irandavar is one who has passed away. In the journey of this word from meaning separation to death is perhaps a semantic consolation that the dead have only parted to a faraway land. The way this poem is arranged seems to me like the gears of a watch that move and roll, connecting one thing to the next and making the whole thing tick. First comes the man who has parted from the lady. Where is he? In a hill. Which hill? The one with the waterfall. Which waterfall? The one like the tusk of an elephant. Which elephant? The raging bull elephant in the battle camp. Whose battle camp? The battle camp of Porayan. Who is he? Don't you know him? He is the great ruler of Tondi, a great marksman who was so victorious in battle that he adorned his city gates with the teeth of his enemy, Movan, apparently an ancient dentist king. But wow, from the heart of the lady, we find ourselves in a street of Tondi staring at the teeth of a king carved on this gate before us as a mark of victory. As in this poem, wouldn't it be an enlightening thing if we could carve the path from the inner world of our intentions to the outer world of real actions? Thanks for listening to Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient Tamil lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com and share your thoughts with a comment. Do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.